What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday, the 10th of April. It's Good Friday. It's not a Good Friday because we've all got to stay in, but it's Good Friday. And so this is a bonus round because I wouldn't normally do it because it's a bank holiday. But for you, and I've got nothing else to do, I've decided to do it. So it's cobbled together and it may be short, it may be long. I'm just going to ramble and see where it goes. But what I was going to say, yeah, I've been out for a wander first. Anyway, it's really sunny. It's beautiful outside. It's crazy. You know, you don't want to come in, but you got to play by the rules, ain't you? Some people still haven't. I saw some Facebook videos. People are fucking swimming in the sea and fucking having trying to have barbecues. The police have gone down and, like, finding them. I could see the policeman writing it out. He's probably thinking, fuck it. I hope he's getting bonuses for every time he gives somebody a fucking ticket. I would never, ever condone that, but as I've got to sit in the house and that fucker's trying to have a barbecue, I ain't fucking too pleased about it. Saying that, all I can hear is ambulances going around and that, so it ain't fucking too, you know, that's not a nice fucking sound to hear, is it? So, you know, I was thinking today, actually, I had to go to the shops and everything again, and I was thinking, because there was a thing in the paper yesterday about, probably didn't need to tell us this, but they've got to, haven't they, but somebody said about if you coughed, when somebody coughed who's got the virus and they're in a supermarket, it can fucking float over two aisles. So when you're trying to do your fucking, you know, stealth, keep away from people and you've got the whole aisle to yourself or you're running away from people, someone fucking miles away could have coughed and it's landed right on your head, away from them. You know, like when somebody has a cigarette and they hold it away from them so it's not bothering them at all, but it's right in your fucking face. It's like that. So you ain't safe, but, you know, you've just got to do it as little as possible. Get in early. Go fucking be one of the first ones in, or one of the last ones. That's probably the safest time when you're one of the fucking last ones in the supermarket because there's hardly anybody there then, isn't there? You know, I went to the post office the other day in the morning and I was in a fucking good because it was social distance, but I was in a queue for a fucking hour because I'd carried a parcel down there, big parcel. And I had to. It was like, you know, it was work. So, by the way, if anyone's getting unbon, but I was fucking right back in the queue, and I wish I wasn't, but I wasn't going to carry that parcel all the way back home. So I had to fucking sit it out. I won't do it again, I tell you. I've learnt my lesson on that one. But anyhow, MPs are getting an extra 10 grand a week. Extra 10 grand because they're having to work from home. I don't see anybody chucking any money at the fucking nurses and the doctors and everything, but especially the nurses. They're fucking not paid enough anyway, doing tons and tons of extra hours and whatever. And MPs are being given an extra 10 grand to work from home. Why? I don't understand why they get to have 10 grand for just to do what they would do like anybody else does. Why don't you just get paid your normal fucking money like everybody else? They're not losing any money off their wages, so why do you get an extra £10,000? It doesn't fucking make sense. It's just like, it's almost like a fucking, any reason to give you an extra bonus as an MP. You fucking get it, or your expenses. They get it. They pretty much live off their expenses and don't fucking spend a penny of the wages anyway. You know, it's not fair. Nobody else fucking gets it in society, especially the people. Remember, it's always the people who are on the front line at the moment who are the people who don't get paid shit. You know, all the, like the Tesco workers, and that's another thing in the Tescos. I was thinking, walking around, how brave the people were. I was thinking, you're really brave, you know, all the people who are having to fucking go to work and just stand in there all day long. And that's become the new place, you know, to dangerous place, isn't it? So you think, you're fucking brave, you know, having to stand by the checkouts and do your normal job. Because you've got to for the money, or you lose your job, and you ain't getting paid shit. So, you know, how about chucking the 10 grand towards fucking somebody? Chuck 10 grand into one Tesco's for all the staff to share. That ain't going to happen, is it? No, is it? Fuck. Or chuck some my way. I'm fucking calling you. I'm calling you out, so I reckon you should chuck some my way, and I'll dish it out to people who I deem fit for it. I don't want it. I would, you know, dirty money taking 10 grand extra this time when everybody else has to have fuck all and work from home and still get the normal wages. Anyway, let's not fucking, I've rumbled, it bugged me that one. But I'll tell you something else that bugged me, but it fucking made me laugh. I know that. Some of you might be in America. You might know this guy. There was an American, I don't know what he is. He's a religious dude. And he's like fucking, he thinks he's cured COVID-19 by blowing out the wind of God, he shouted out. And he's like, I think he's one of these guys who asks people for loads of money on the telly. I tell you what, if you've seen, he says like, he does COVID-19 and he does a big blow and shouts, that's the wind of God, be gone. And I tell you what, I've heard more ambulances since he's fucking said that than I ever have. So he's fucking, if anything, he's pissed the COVID-19 off for thinking you could do anything like that. But he's a fucking, who is that guy? He's fucking mental. He's crazy. I tell you what, he's like, he looks fucking evil as well. I tell you what, he don't look fucking like he's got all his marbles. He looks evil. He looks like fucking, the kind of character who'd played the bad guy in a exorcism fucking film. So something's back to front there. Anyway, he had a few people around him who were all buying into it. They're obviously fucking on the payroll. I think he's like that guy who's, I think I've seen him before, and he was talking about how he needs an extra 50 million, but he's raising money because he needs to update his plane. He's like personal jet plane. He's already got a jet plane, but he wanted a fucking much better, bigger, more expensive one. So he was raising it off the people who follow him and follow his church. So fuck knows what the people who follow him are drinking. Sorry if you're one of them, but snap out of it. Snap out of it. Because if COVID-19 is still around, still doing it, then there you go. It proves he's talking shit. There's another guy who's talking shit. It ain't just you. It ain't just him. There's another guy, an English guy, who's talking shit along the same lines. He was saying that the devil talks English. The devil speaks in English. Where is it? Let me find it. The Pope's leading exorcist was convinced the devil speaks English. He claimed that people managed to save often spoke our mother tongue while possessed. Even Italians met while apparently under Lucifer's spell. And he would have been in Italian, wouldn't he? So Lucifer apparently is English. How long has he been around then? Because the English language isn't that old, is it? He's not as old as like Latin. Surely you would think he was Latin. That's what they would normally do in the horror films, wouldn't it? But he's just decided to start talking English. I've not read this. You've got to understand that my news reviews come partially researched. So if you ever want to look for more information about it, don't take what I say. There's probably more to it, but I haven't got time to read this now because you know, that would take a level of professionalism which I don't fucking have. So I'm going to try and read it now if I can quickly. Even Italians under Lucifer's spell, yet threats and curses in English despite not knowing a word of it. So Italians under Lucifer's spell would yell threats and curses in English despite not knowing a word of it. But did they know English? If they know English, then that's why they're shouting it, because perhaps they wasn't even possessed. I actually knew somebody who thought he was possessed years ago, years and years ago. He used to talk a load of fucking nonsense when thought he was under a spell. Anyway, that's another story. He's not watching, is he? Anyway, but yeah, so he claims the devil can hated hearing Latin and preferred speaking our language. The priest who died aged 91 in 2006 said he met a peasant in 1997 who shouted abuse at him in perfect English before spitting at him and attacking him like in 1973 horror film The Exorcist. There you go. Well, you believe what you want, what you like. It's it fucking could be. I don't say how people, there can be, I believe in ghosts. Let's put it that way. I'll go that far. Possession, maybe. Maybe. I'm not too sure about people choosing what language they decide based on where they are. What if you started talking in a mad Irish accent? Or what other accents could you come out with? Australia, imagine that. Started talking in a fucking proper, like, outback Australian accent. Would you believe it then? No, it's Latin. Lucifer. Ask the guy who does the Wind of God. I bet he'd come up with a fucking mad idea. I bet he'd come up with something totally off the wall. And then everyone, millions and millions of people would still believe him because he's got them. He's got them under his fucking under his thumb. Right. Anyway, where am I going? I've done that one. I've gone this all back to front. Oh, if anybody's short of it, I'll tell you what, they're talking about all the jobs and everything, but there's loads of jobs. Surely there's going to be loads of jobs that come out of this situation, even though people are losing their jobs. Like all this, although I don't particularly want to do it, luckily I don't live near one, so otherwise I would have to maybe step up, but they want people to go out and like fruit pick and stuff, don't they? Fruit picking. I've done that in Australia. Fuck me. Bad back brigade. I lasted, actually, I didn't last that long because I had better idea. I decided to go and work in a backpackers in another fucking in a beautiful part of the town of the sea instead of being in the middle of Australia, in this field picking, what was it picking? Tangerines. I was going to say something like tangerines. Anyway, but they gave us like protective equipment because the trees were full, infested with redback spiders, which is the killer spiders. And they told us that once we had fucking stood under the trees with our ladders, that's when they decided to tell us. So when we were up the ladders, I think fucking I saw one and I fell off my ladder and stabbed myself in the leg with the scissors. So I went, fuck this. I think I choose life. And I went off and worked in a fucking brilliant backpackers. Now, they were all a good time. Well, a lot of my friends all stayed. Me and a couple of people did that. And a lot of my friends all stayed behind and carried on fruit picking. But they did all right. They saved loads of money. So I'm not knocking it as a, you know, that was fucking in the middle of like boiling like heat with dangerous snakes and fucking spiders about. You ain't going to get that in England. But yeah, so they need you. Strawberries, apples, pears, plums. We like a bit of strawberry picking. I'll tell you what, on a Sunday, a lot of Brits, that's a fucking day out to go strawberry picking. Just collar them on that day, just get them extra to fuck. Just lock the gate once they're in, doing a day, going off with the family. Just say, look, we need this whole field picked, otherwise fucking the country's going to starve. So we're keeping you here until you help us do it. Could do. Fuck it. Needs must, innit? You gotta like con people into getting stuff done. Space agency. I know there's loads of people on the benefits or on the dole who probably would want to do it. So give them a knock. They probably wouldn't want to do it. But they like being on benefits. They wouldn't want to do it. That's the point. They like fucking, you know, they like applying for jobs but not actually getting the job so they can stay on benefits. A lot of people. It's a lifestyle. Anyway, space agency NASA yesterday unveiled plans for a telescope on the moon which can look back to the dawn of time. What? I've not read this one either. Unveil plans for a telescope on the moon which can look back to the dawn of time. What? Look back in time. Aim to send robots to the lunar surface to build a giant device inside a crater. The telescope would be so powerful it could detect light which can't be seen from Earth and in effect look back in time. Well, that one's for the boffins. You any boffins, I don't really understand what it means, what they're trying to do, but it's good that they can do it. I'm all up for space travel. I love it. I can't wait to meet an alien. That's one of my goals. In my lifetime, I hope that I get to see a spaceship and an alien for real. Like that nobody can deny that it's happening. You know, it comes and flies over the fucking city and comes down and go, look, treat your fucking elf staff better, otherwise we're going to fucking zap you right now. We're going to embarrass you by zapping all the governments and we're going to step in and pay all the fucking workers and all the fucking NHS staff and all the bin men and all the fucking carers and the firefighters. We're going to give them all the money they want, and all your vibrators, I was going to say then, this is my next one's a vibrator, all you politicians, you can go and fruit pick, you can go and fucking do the dogs, do the bins, and fucking, you know, get spat at for no money doing the caring work. We'll do that, we'll switch the tables on you for a year, and you can't do anything because we've got these fucking laser guns, and we're either going to zap you or experiment on you. And wonder what the fuck's going on in your head. We're going to put a thing through your fucking ear hole, into your brain, and examine why you treat people like that the wrong way around. And you give fucking all your love and support to bankers and them fucking arseholes at the top of society. Come on, let's have it. Let's get the aliens down there. Anyway, Easter eggs. There's a cannabis Easter egg for some of you who are passing the time, you know, with a fucking chill, with a chill vibe, and you've got some reggae on and whatnot. There's a fucking Good Friday cannabis egg coming out. Oh, it's out. I think they took the fucking weed out of it though. But no matter, if you're smoking weed, a Cadbury, any kind of Cadbury, any kind of what's it called, chocolate egg is good. You're going to eat it because it just tastes like fuck. I remember when we used to smoke fucking tons, my mate worked at Cadbury's and we used to have a fucking box of, he'd come home with fucking shoe boxes of the mini eggs and stuff and we would just eat the lot. You know, he might be listening. Remember them? Come on, Gilly, you know you're listening. Chocolate mini eggs. We'd just sit there fucking with the box in the middle and just like, just keep grabbing an handful. We wouldn't talk for about 3 hours. We'd just eat mini eggs. That was it. I'd go home with it all over my fucking face and everything. Great, that was. That's why I got false teeth now. I'm only joking. The world's oldest Pete. What am I looking at? Oh, I'm knocking on the head now. I'm losing my memento. There's a pooch here. Titch, his name is. He's lived to the grand old age of 20, despite his dubious diet of McDonald's and Netflix. Well, That's just proven that McDonald's is dog food and fucking that's all it's good for. The dog survives. If you was to eat McDonald's every day, believe me, you wouldn't fucking make it to the dog's equivalent age of 20. What's a dog in human? What's 20 in dog years? Seven times that, and it? That's 120s. That's 140, isn't it? Fucking hell, you wouldn't get anywhere near that. I don't think you'd get near 40 if you was living on McDonald's a day. That's just basically, you might as well just eat anything plastic and like I can't think of anything equivalent. Well, just plastic with like pouring like all the cleaning products out of under your sink on under plastic as like sauce in a bun. That's McDonald's food. It's been proven that fucking they soak it in ammonia. I saw that. I think it was on Jamie Oliver, so don't fucking don't tell me I'm a liar. I've seen it on the telly. they pour ammonia on it because they need to do that. That makes that meat that wasn't classed as edible to make it edible. Now, if that don't fucking turn you off, I don't know what don't. Right, I'm going to leave it on the last thing. Blackadder's Rick Mayall character, Flash Art. Lord Flash Art. If you haven't seen Blackadder, anybody from another country, if you haven't seen Blackadder, again, it's under one of the best fucking English comedies, and there's lots of them, but that's another one. But Rick Mayall, who's one of my comedy heroes, is Lord, his character Lord Flashart, he was the fucking ladies man, and he was always fucking putting it on all the women, and he got them as well, and he said, and one of his co-stars who he grabbed and gave her a big old fucking snog in one of the episodes, said it was unplanned, but she had to have a sit down and a swoon afterwards because he took her breath away. My kind of guy. Check him out, Lord Flashart, Rick Mayall in Blackadder. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully, I'm not going to be getting any of those snugs anytime soon, especially over this weekend. But we do hope for the future. Hopefully, you've enjoyed it. Anyway, I'll see you again. Maybe Monday, definitely Tuesday. I might do one on Monday because I've got nowhere else to be. See you later for now. Bye.